Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngithathe ithuba leli ngibonge uJonga Gandemiri osiphe indaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu umhla ka 30 Impalakazi 2022 nguGaino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namuhla.
Painful to our people in Zimbabwe, painful to all of us, but that is the supreme price we pay. When this country was liberated in 1980, our former colonizers never thought we were going to take our land, to take our natural resources.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uthi lanxa ilizwe libhekane lenhlupho ezithile athe zibangelwa izitshezo zenotho zamazwe ayintshonalanga, uhulumende wakhe usebenza gadalala ukulungisisa isimo somnotho welizwe.
There can be nothing as shocking to any individual as the close relatives and friends for the rest of our lives.
Namhlanje kwele South Africa kuqhutshwe umthandazo wenduduzo wabantu abafela engozini yokudubuka kwetanka ethwala amafutha epetulo abagoqela abadabuka eZimbabwe. Abantu eZimbabwe lemhlabeni wonke jikelele bakhalela umdeni kaPhele owayengumdlali omkhulu wenguqu obhubhe izolo kwele Brazil. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe onguye njalo osaphethe isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukhuthaze uzulu weZimbabwe ukuthi achiyane lomkhuba odlakela lwezombusazwe lapho ilizwe lilungiselela ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ekhuluma emkhosini wokuthandazela ilizwe oqhutshwa mnyaka yonke ngabomanyano wezinkonzo owe-National Thanksgiving and Dedication Service wobulawayo namhlanje, uChiwenga uthe lanxa ilizwe libhekane lenhlupho ezithile athe zibangelwa izitshezo zomnotho zamazwe angentshonalanga, uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usebenza gadalala ukulungisisa isimo somnotho welizwe.
It has been painful to our people in Zimbabwe, painful to all of us, but that is the supreme price we pay. When this country was liberated in 1980, our former colonizers never thought we were going to take our land, to take our natural resources.
Umbuthano owe-National Thanksgiving and Dedication Service wenziwa mnyaka yonke phansi komanyano wabezenkolo zesiKristu ukhokhelwa ngumfundisi Andrew Taunashe. Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zivame ukwethesa abomanyano lo umlando wokusekela uhulumende, kodwa bengamsoli lapho esephula amalungelo abantu kanye lokuhlukumeza abalemibono ehlukile kule yakhe. Sixoxe lo mfundisi uSeni Sibanda, umkhokheli womanyano oweZimbabwe Christian Alliance, opha umbono wakhe ngalolu daba.
Into kumele sinanzelele ukuba ibandla likaKristu lileziqumbe engathi ngoba amaqembu ayehlukeneyo ayabe ekhuluma kwezinye isikhathi ngendlela ehlukeneyo njalo abona izinto ngendlela ehlukeneyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi sike sakhangela, singakhangela umnyaka lo odlulileyo kumbe umnyaka lo esikiwo, sibonile amabandla ayehlukeneyo esingathi Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denomination, Zimbabwe Council of Churches, Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, iCatholic Bishops Conference, even ibandla mina endibeleli inhlanganiso engimelele Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, bakhiphile inkulumo ezehlukeneyo. Ezinye bezincoma uhulumende, ezinye njalo besichothoza uhulumende lapho ezibona ukuthi kuyenzi ngendlela efaneleyo. Ngiyakhumbula kuze kube lodlakela kusiya kuma-by-election, amabandla akhuluma ngiceke ukuthi hhayi lokhu ayisonto elungileyo, njalo kumele kube yinto uhulumende okumele akhangelisise kiyo njalo ayimise. kutsho ukuthi nxa sikhangela ibandla ngeke walifinqanisa libe ukuthi likhuluma ngelizwe lilodwa. Kuyadependa ngokuthi ngobani abathini. Njalo ke ungakhangela, nxa ukhangela ukukhuluma kwebandla sikuhlanganisa konke, uzabona ukuthi kulesikhathi lapho ezincoma khona uhulumende, kulesikhathi lapho ezichothoza khona uhulumende.
Umfundisi uSenis Banda ngumkhokheli womanyano oweZimbabwe Christian Alliance esixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Namhlanje kwele South Africa kuqhutshwe umthandazo wenduduzo yabantu abangamachumi amabili lesithupha 26 abagoqela abadabuka eZimbabwe abane abafele engozini yokudubuka kwemota yephethulo ebanjelwe ngaphansi kweboloho leBoksburg elisempumalanga yeJohannesburg. UThuso Khumalo sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Bekungumthandazo osizi lenyembezi ngesikhathi izihlobo abangane iziphathamandla zikahulumende labezenkolo bethe gwaqa eBoksburg City Hall emthandazweni wokukhumbula asebedlule emhlabeni laba. Lingozi yenzeka emhla ka-24 Mpalakazi ekuseni ngesikhathi imota yephethulo ibanjelwa ngaphansi kwebholoho ebidlula kulo. Ngemva kokubanjelwa kwayo, kuthe kungakapheli ihola yadubuka kwaqhubuka inkalakatha elangabi lentuthu okuhugule wonke umuntu obeseduzane. Kwabafilo laba kukoqela abebezidlulela, abebebukele, labanye abebezenzela izinto zabo duzane laleli bholoho. Kufe njalo lezinye isebenze o-R. Tambo Memorial Hospital eseduze laleli bholoho. Isiphathamandla se-ofisi yommeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa, u-Consul General Memory Chaurura, utshele Studio 7 ukuthi kulabeZimbabwe abane ababhubhe kule ingozi. Abane laba nguThomas Vushendibaba, oleminyaka engama-55, nomna wakhe uNathaniel Vushendibaba, oleminyaka elitshumi lesishiyagalolunye, noLaxon Marufu, oleminyaka engama-40, kanye lokuda kwashe chanagira.
We are deeply sorry, first to the government and people of South Africa, to each and every family.
Silusizi kakhulu kumule ezilahlekelweyo kanye la kuhulumende we South Africa ngalesi sika. Sizakwenza konke esikwanelisayo ukusizana lemuli zeZimbabwe ukuze zenelise ukungcwaba izihlobo zazo ngesizotha.
To rest in the manner that will hopefully bring that closure that they are yearning for.
Umfo wabo kakuda kwashe umnumzana Wilson Chanakira uthi mna wakhe uthole ucingo luvela komunye wabatshayeli bemota zakhe esithi amlethele imali. Lokho ke kuhle kwaba ikuhamba kwakhe okuthe ngemva kokutsha wathwalelwa esibhedlela lapho abhubhele khona.
It's a bit traumatic to us at the moment. It's very sad. We are still trying to come.
Sihlulukelwe ngalesi siga. Asilamathe. Utshele passport yakhe, amakhadi ebhanga lakho konke abekuthwele, akulanto eseleyo.
Other IDs in his pocket, so nothing was left.
Umphathintambo kajalo wezempilakahle umnumzana Joe Phahla nguye owethule amazwi enduduzo avela kuhulumende weSouth Africa.
There can be nothing as shocking to any individual as.
Ayikho kanye into esizwisa ubuhlungu okwedlula leyi. Yibuhlungu obuzahlala ezinhlizweni zethu ukuze kube sekufeni.
The close relatives and friends for the rest of our lives.
Usenjalo abako ubushe ndibaba bathi izihlobo zabo zizangcwatshelwa kwele South Africa, kuthi uMarofu uzangcwatshelwa eBuhera bese kusithi uChanakira ayingcwatshelwa eHarare. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
If Ibandla lezaphula inxusa uZulu weZimbabwe emkhosini walo okunanza iminyaka engamathuma isithupha lanye 61 lelo bandla labunjwayo. Lo mkhosi wenzelwa enkundleni yeDingumuzi ePlumtree ezansi yemaNdebeleni ngomgqibelo mhlaka 31 kaMpalakazi. Umcimbi lo wawuhlelwe ukuqhutshwa mhlaka 17 kuyonale inyanga kodwa wadluliselwa phambili. Sixoxe lesikhulumeli sezaphu uMnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu ochasisa kabanzi ngalomcimbi.
Umcimbi wethu wokunanzelela iminyaka eyi-61 since izaphu yafoma ukhona ePlumtree eDingumuzi Stadium mhlaka 31 December lonyaka. Kuzabe kugcwele uZulu wonke jikelele.
Ngobani abanxuswayo kumcimbilo?
Abantu bonke abaseZimbabwe, kungakhethakali ukuthi umuntu ngumhlobo bani. Sinxusa wonke umuntu olizimbabweni oseduzane lePlumtree ukuthi abuye. Kulamabhasi azabuya endaweni zonke ezijiyeneyo eseduzane lePlumtree ezothwala abantu ukuthi babuye kumcimbi wethu. Kuzabe kulabaculi le-entertainment ekhona, kuzabe kulokudla, sihlabile inkomo sibili ukuthi abantu babuye sihlangane siselebrate sithakazelele usuku lokusungulwa kwebandla lezaphu elasungulwa mhla ka 22 December 1961. Ngakho ke sinxusa wonke umuntu ukuthi abe khona sibili usuku lolu sikhangelele ukuthi be lusuku oluhle kakhulu. Whether umuntu ukhuluma isiKhalanga, whether umuntu ukhuluma isiNdebele, whether umuntu ukhuluma isiShona, whether ukhuluma isiManyika, isiShangane, xa ukhona eduzane sondela sibe sonke sithakazelele ukusungulwa kwebandla eliyilo elasungula wonke umsebenzi wokulwela inkululeko yaseZimbabwe.
Kuyini njalo okunye elikuhlelileyo okuyabe kusenzakala kumkhosi lo?
Ilanga leli sinanza njalo amaqhawe akazapho awezebra afela inkululeko yeZimbabwe. Sinanza njalo amaqhawe abulawa between 1983 and 1987 kumbhuqazwe weGugurawundi owacitha abantu, wacitha igazi labantu bakithi ecithwa yiZANU-PF ngeGugurawundi. So siyacela, siyanxusa wonke umuntu ukuthi abuye sibili sibe sonke lapho sikholise silungiselela njalo umnyaka omutsha 2023 lapho esikhangelele khona ukuthi njengo zaphu sizanqoba kukhetho oluzayo luka 2023.
Umnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu obexoxa le Studio 7 ngocingo eseJohannesburg eSouth Africa. Okwamanje kasizweni udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Umphakathi wamazwe ngamazwe ukhathazekile ngempela ngokusongelwa kokuthula lokulondeka okwenziwa ngele Democratic People's Republic of Korea, okuhlanganisela ukwethulwa kwama-missile, ukulungiselela ukuhlolwa kwezikhali zenuzi, lokuhlaselwa kwengqalasizinda eyakhiwa kusetshenziswa izimali zobulembu, i-cryptocurrency, eyiyo elolonga njalo ethenga izikhali zombhubhiso. Kodwa amazwe angamachumi amathathu lanye agoqela elemele Liga, iJapan, iRepublic of Korea, lamanye kumagumbi amane omhlaba anaka ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu kwele Democratic Republic of Korea, DPRK, apha umbiko ebambene ngalolu daba. Inxusa yakwele Melika kumanyano wamazwe omhlaba iUnited Nations, unkosikazi Linda Thomas Greenfield uphe lumbiko ngemva komhlangano owaqhutshwa ngasese oyiUnited Nations Security Council. Emele amazwe angamachumi amathathu lanye, inxusa uLinda Thomas Greenfield wananzelela ukuba uhulumende wele DPRK nguhulumende owephula amalungelo oluntu okubi kakhulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Abantu abedlula ikhulu lenkulungwane izibotshwa entolongweni zombusazwe lapha abahlukunyezwa besetshenziswa njengezigqili, bebulawa bengathethwanga, bencitshwa ukudla njalo besenzelwa udlame ngobulili. Labo abangekho entolongweni zezibotshwa zombusazwe bayalelwa amalungelo abo oluntu agoqela inkululeko yokukhuluma eyolwazi kanye lokucabanga, kutsho unkosikazi Thomas Greenfield. Izizalwane zamanye amazwe lazo sezahlukunyezwa okuhlanganisela ukubulawa, ukubhekwa, ukwethuselwa, ukuthunjwa kanye lokubuyiselwa emakhaya abo ngenkani. Emele abanye bakhe inxusa uThomas Greenfield waveza ukukhathazeka okuthile ikakhulu okuqondane lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu ezizalwane zakwele Republic of Korea eziyizibotshwa kwele DPRK, ukuthunjwa lokunyamalala kwezizalwane zakwele Japan lezakwele Korea kanye lezibotshwa zempi ezingasazanga zabuyiselwa emazweni azo. Umbiko lo owaphuma emazweni la angamachumi amathathu lanye uveza ukungayekethisi kukahulumende we-DPRK ekwephuleni amalungelo oluntu kuxhunyaniswa ndawonye lohlelo lokubuthelela izikhali okungekho emthethweni njalo okuqeda uzinzo. Uhlelo lolu lwesizwe lesi luthatha izimali ezifanelwe ukusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo eziqakathekileyo zisetshenziswa ekulolongeni inhlelo zokubumba izikhali kukanti izizalwane zakulelo ziyahlupheka ngenxa yobunzima bezomnotho ziswela ukudla okwakha umzimba. Ulunya olunje kalula ndawo emhlabeni wanamhla. Sincoma njalo sisekela imizamo yonke ukubana bonke abenza lolu lunya baziphendulele lezi zenzo, kwatsho amalunga. Ukwephula kwamalungelo oluntu kuphazamisa ukuthula lokuvikeleka kwamazwe ngamazwe njalo sokuyisikhathi sokubana ikhansili ikhulume ngakho emphakathini. Sikhuthaza wonke amalunga ekhansili yokuvikeleka ukubana asekele inkulumo emgceke ngomnyaka ka-2023 lapho esizaxoxa ngokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu lolunya olwenziwa yi-DPRK kanye lokuthi lokhu kuletha mpumela bani nxa sikhangela ukuthula lokuvikeleka njalo lokuhlolisisa indlela zokuhlanganisa amalungelo oluntu kanye lokuthula lokuvikeleka ku-peninsula yase-Korea. Lapho ke belilalele ukudaba oluveza imbono kahulumende welemelika. Noma nje kule nani eliphezulu labeZimbabwe abangena kwele Botswana okungekho emthethweni besiyadinga ukuziphilisa, impilo ayilula elizweni elingumakhelwane. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngenyanga kaLwezi, amaphephandaba kwele Botswana abika ukuthi kulondoda weZimbabwe wazibulala ngokuzibophela esithi impilo isimehlule. Umuyi wayengabanye babaningi abethululeka kwele Botswana bezodinga ukusiphilisa kodwa bagcine bebhekane lobunzima obungaphezu kwamandla abo. Eminyakeni ethile edluleyo, iningi lasala libambwa ngaphansi ngemva kokuba owezimbabwe umnumzana Gift Ncube esale engasela zandla zombili ngemva kokudutshulwa ngowayemqhatshile ngesikhathi seyathonisa iholo lakhe. Omunye njalo weZimbabwe omise phambi komthethandaba inyanga edluleyo ngemva kokutshisa imbuzi zonke zomqhatshi wakhe ecatshulwe yikuthi katholanga iholo lakhe. Lezi nezinye zezindaba ezibuhlungu ezibhekane labeZimbabwe abachapha umngcele bona besithi bazotholwa ngabaphilisa kanti bazowela phezu kwezinye ingxaki. Umnumzana Busani Moyo, yena osebenzela enye inkampani yamabhasi ahamba phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana, uyavuma ukuthi impilo ilukhuni kodwa kumele abantu baqinisele.
Siyancenyisa kunzima kunjani nxa ungubaba ungubaba ekhaya babethembele ukuthi indoda kumele iphande noma kunzima.
Esinye isalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eGaborone umzana Godfrey Moyo uthi noma nje kunzima kwelo Botswana kunganeno kulabo abalamaphepha abavumela ukusebenza kulelo lizwe.
Hayi, khona ubunzima bukhona nje yonke indawo, anti uyakwazi ukuthi nje imisebenzi ayisebenza imisebenzi etshiyeneyo. So la maye ngidaya izinto ze-right. Khona nje into zonke zinzima kodwa siyancancenga nje. Yonke sincenga siyaphambili.
Phezu kwengxaki abeZimbabwe abahlangana lazo ikakhulu ukudinga imisebenzi lokuthola iholo eliqondileyo ngesikhathi kulolunye udubo oluhleli lukhona amapholisa. Iningi lihlala lidlala amacashelana labomthetho ngoba bekela amaphepha okuhlala elizweni. Umnumzana Godfrey Moyo uthi udaba lwamapholisa luyaziwa kahle njalo kaluyindawo.
Hayi, khona ukugijimisana kuyagijiniswana vele njengenjwayelo yalapha kuleli laseMtshwana. Kuphilwa ngokugijima.
Kuleningi eliphila ngokubhoda esitaladeni zemadolobheni atshiyeneyo kwele Botswana bedinga imsetshenzanyana ama-peace jobs. Umnumzana Welcome Matara obamba lapha lalaphana uthi yimpilo yakhona ukuvikana lamapholisa uma ungela maphepha.
kona kunjalo kule distraction ukuthi aphosa akhe asuka ngempela bathi ngoku just yakunzuka umzimba lawo ncenga ngokungelalovi lawo ncenga ukuthi ufane ukuthi uphawe lekhaya uye buya lawo ufithele ipassport mutsha ngakubile something lawo ukwaziuwaziuyozikele
Iningi leZimbabwe elingena emazweni awamakhelwane ongekho emthethweni lazithola lisengxakini ngesikhathi uqhamuka umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ngomnyaka ka-2020. Lokhu kwatsho ukuthi amathuba wonke okuthola imisetshenzanyana avaleka lapho kulwisana lokumemetheka komkhuhlane lo. Inhlanganiso yobona ngokuhamba-hamba kwabantu phakathi kwamazwe eye-International Organization for Migration, IOM, ithi abadlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili zaphindela eZimbabwe ngenxa yobunzima abazithola bebhekane labo ngesikhathi kuqhamuka i-COVID-19. Kodwa ngokuqhubeka kungalungi isimo somnotho kweZimbabwe esingadala amathuba emsebenzi abaphuma phandle kwelizwe kuyadinga okokusiphilisa bazaqhubeka bebhekane lobunzima. Ngingumqondisi Dubo wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngiSabron kwele Botswana.
Abantu beZimbabwe bamanyene labemhlabeni jikelele bekhalela umdeni kaPhele owayengumdlali odumileyo wenguqu obhubhe izolo kwele Brazil ngemva kokukhulelwa yisifo semvukuzane. Abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba ziningi inkokheli zamazwe abakhokhela ezenguqu abakunhlanganiso ye-FIFA labanye abathi umhlaba ulahlekelwe ngumuntu owenza uzulu athakazelele umdlalo wenguqu. Uphele wathola izicoco ezintathu zomncintiswano we-World Cup, njalo wahlohla kaningi emdlalweni le kanye leqembu lakhe eleSantos osuka leBrazil. Abadlala umdlalo wenguqu bathi uphele wabakhuthaza ukuba badlale ngamandla. Omunye wabo ngu-Alexander Maseko owadlalela iqembu le-Highlanders, eleSundowns kanye leZimbabwe Warriors.
It's one of the greatest players ever produced. Kumbula kuphela ngezikhathi lezi sisadlala thina umuntu lona besibuka ama videos akhe, the one which I recall mostly it was named Pele the Master and His Method. Indlela abe trainer ngayo really inspired us, and umuntu lona obe dedicated ngesport sakhe, very disciplined, which made him who he was. May his soul rest in peace. And you know, it really motivated us, Tina, that would as over disciplined who was Jimela Uedo, who trainer weight on you. No one may look at training in just because of him. We imitated the type of training Abezenz and if people like watch Ama games, okay, you see the guy was very fit. Kunzima is gone. Yes, age-wise, lokugula kwenzakala, but we have lost one of the greatest legends in the whole world.
Yeah, phosa amazwi akho enduduzo Maseko.
Ngibuhlungu, kunzima ukukhuluma madoda, and angazi ukuthi ngithini. As I say, that it really inspired us because besibuka ama national teams. O Brazil bedlala labo Italy, o Brazil bedlala labo Germany, and he became one of my favorite players, even though bedlala phambili mina ngidlala emuva, but iskill sakhe, the way he portrayed himself even ngaphandle ebantwini, ebholeni ngaphakathi, umuntu obele discipline enkulu kakhulu. Ngokuqedisela, I just want to say rest in peace, legend. Because if I keep on like maybe browse and the internet in Mbona in the face, you know what, I still feel he's still alive.
U-Alexander Cool Ruler Maseko wadlalela iqembu le-Highlanders, ele-Sundowns, le-Zimbabwe Warriors. Ubexoxa lo-Gibbs Dube ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa.
Ithi woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday, umsebenzi ubhokile.
Uhlelo Woza Friday livikisi lomculo imbongi uBhekani Dube, yena osanda kwethula idlalade elitsha. Untunkamili Nkomo we-Studio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Yebo, yes. They can't do the poets. Nagum Tandazo Army. Baba wethu sezulwini hamba nathi njengesizwe sika-Israyeli eGibhithe seza ngenxa yenkengane saze lithi sisizwe somhambika singanani singangokhonjwana lembuzi.
Idlalante leli lilengoma ezilitshumi lantathu 13 nangu umhlabeleli echasisa.
Salibonani, salibonani balandeli bomsakazo iStudio 7 libingelelwa nguBhekani Dube imbongi edabuka eCholocho. Unyaka lo ka-2022 sengiphindile njalo ngalethulela idlalade lami elingelesithathu elilesihloko esithi Butho Lesizwe.
Yebo, siyavuma ukuphindela, kodwa kumele bazi ukuthi siyizisulu zamaphuthabo. Yebo, ukusuza komnumzana kuselela umfokazana, nantu kambo baba sikhokhele usihlangule okubuhlungu nango kasisaphelele baba.
Ingoma ezikuleli dlalade zigoqela ethi Umgandane, Hamba Nathi kanye lethi Umusa Wakhe.
Namhlanje sikhumbula Umgandane Dlodlo. Ikhawu lakithi, ikhawu labulawa ngabelungu. Jodla makawa, umathokoza, ngigijima ngigijima ezilangeni nje sidimuka ukhuno lwezilimfa ehlane lwehlula umuhlwa lwaze lwawa ngezulu lezandla indala amangcwaba khubongela khona wafelani gazobo. Sinyane likaloyiswayo uloyiswayo kasidinane wena wamakhulukhulu wena wamagelengele ndumane yenxa zonke edumisisa zathuthumela zakhumbula izingoxo zamadwala igagamele libamba izindlovu ulonyovo wakhe lezimpundweni zenyathi kuphela mhlendle ubukhali kalobhengula umakhokolondo wakithi kwabulawayo umphemo
wakhelezo zingoma-ke utholakala umkhakha wonke engathi mina ama-genres wonke ahamba-ke le nkonto ziyakuthinta kwizo zonke izigaba zezidingo zemizwa yomuntu ophilayo emhlabeni.
Abangathanda ukuthenga idlalade balithola njani?
Ngiyatholakala kunombolo zocingo ezithi +27 8102 2 9471, kanti lasebulenjini ngiyatholakala kuFacebook njengoBhekani M Dube, lakuTwitter njengoBhekani Dube the Poet. Idlalade lami nxa ulifuna uyaxhumana lami kulezo zinamba. Ngiyatholakala noma ekhaya eZimbabwe loba khona lapha eSouth Africa nxa ungithintile nje.
How do we really celebrate when the Chinese are exploiting our land? We remember Lookout Masuku on this day, the day of our most diluted feelings, Independence Day, our day.
Live talk namhlanje sikhangela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bawubone njani umnyaka ka-2022 esesiwugqiba. Singakehlukani izihlobo sikhangele ezinye zendaba zethu ebezikhokhela. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uthi lanxa ilizwe libhekane lenhlupho ezithile athe zibangelwa izijeziso zenotho zamazwe entshonalanga, uhulumende wakhe usebenza gadalala ukulungisisa isimo somnotho welizwe. Sesiligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu zihlobo oluyivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede Saidi, sithi asidibaneni njalo kulivikezayo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.